Today, Be'ezah Hashem learned Daf Chaf Hey of Masech Tzvachim. Some of the topics we learn about include the Mishnah's halacha of Nishpach Adam al Ritzpa v'Asfei Pasel. If when the carbon was shechted, its blood spilled onto the ground, and the Kohen then gathered the blood from the ground into a kli sharis, the dam is disqualified for zrika because dam mehapar yikableno. The blood must be received directly from the animal's neck into the kli without any hefsik, without a break in between. Therefore, if it was nishbach before the kabbalah, the dam becomes pasel. Hashechet tzarech sheyikables kol dam mishal par. The kohen must receive all the animal's blood into the kli. Hashechet tzarech shegibias sakin lamala. The shechet must lift his knife into the air to prevent its blood from falling into the kli. Hashechet tzarech sheyitin vridin l'teich hakli. The shechet must place the animal's vridin, the main arteries, to the brain in the air space above the opening of the kli so that the blood flows directly from the animal into the kli, and the kabbalah is mehapar. The question of aver kli kli dami, whether the airspace above the kli is considered like the bottom of the kli. This applies to the halacha of kabbalah, whether the dam in the airspace is considered niskabel b'kli, and also to the halacha of mayim chayim. The spring water required for mei chatas must be drawn and come into the container l'shem chatas. Therefore, if it enters the airspace of a kli, a container that was not placed there l'shem chatas, it becomes disqualified because it is considered niskabel b'kli as if it's in the kli, and it's no longer mayim chayim. The halacha of atzayrim oizen hapar v'achkach kibul dami pasel. If after shechita, before kabbalah, the kohen cut the animal's ear and created a mum, a blemish, and then performed kabbalah, the dam becomes pasel because the pasuk states v'lakach midam hapar par shahayikfar. At the time of the kabbalah, the animal must still be wholesome.